This year, we may have an El Nino winter. Then again, we may not. Weather experts with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they're telling us that the odds are good we'll have an El Nino event this year. It's a 70% likelihood, according to the scientists, but don't get too excited. Some of the experts say it'll be a weak one. Just what is El Nino? It's weather caused by changes in the temperature of the Pacific Ocean off the coast of South America. El Nino and its counterpart, La Nina, are opposite phases of a pattern of change in the temperature difference between the ocean and the atmosphere in the East Central Pacific Ocean. So, what happens during an El Nino? According to Professor Jason Furtado of the University of Oklahoma School of Meteorology, during an El Nino, snowfall is above average across the southern Rockies and the Sierra Nevada mountain ranges, and is below normal across the northwestern and midwestern states. The professor says that the typical El Nino effects develop over North America during the winter. These include warmer than average temperatures over western and central Canada, as well as the western and northern United States. The El Nino influence can affect weather patterns and ocean conditions across the globe for several months or even years. It often causes severe wet weather in the southern states, while creating drought conditions in the Pacific Northwest and the northern plains states. The bottom line for Westerners is, growers in the Northlands can expect a warm, dry winter, and Southerners should see a warm, wet winter if we really have an El Nino. There's a caveat, as there almost always is when you're talking to scientists. Professor Furtado says it's going to be a weak El Nino. He says that, yes, the Pacific Ocean at the equator is warming and should be warmer than usual, and that would create the El Nino. But the water well south of the equator is unusually cool. Thus, according to his research, if the El Nino forms at all, it will most likely be a weak one. Which means what exactly? I think it means winter is coming. We don't know exactly what to expect. It'll be cold and wet some days, nice and warm some other days. It's going to rain some. Probably not enough, or maybe it'll rain too much. We'll just have to wait and see. I'm Lynn Wilcox, and that's the Western View from Agnet West and Citrus Industry Magazine. Visit us on the web at www.citrusindustry.net.